Tonight, look up at the lion with a double heart. I'm Matt Pelser, and this is your Weekend Sky Report. Leo sweeps across the southern sky all night this time of year. In the evening, it's to the east. To find it, look for the Big Dipper. It'll be straight up and down with the cup at the top. Connect the two stars at the top that make up the end of the cup, and from that straight line, extend the line to the right toward the east, and when you hit the bright star Regulus, you've arrived. Regulus is the so-called heart of Leo the lion, so once you find it, backtrack to identify the rest of the constellation. Leo depicts a lion laying down with its head up, so if Regulus is its heart, it marks the bottom of the constellation. To find its mane, look above it for a series of stars that form a backwards question mark with Regulus at the dot. If you haven't figured it out yet, Regulus is the star of the show, if you'll pardon the pun. It's bright enough to see under urban skies, and it's special in that it's a binary. What looks like one star to the naked eye becomes two stars with a telescope or binoculars, a bright one and a much dimmer one. And even that's deceptive. We know now that there are actually four stars in the Regulus system. But again, you don't need the best telescopes to split Regulus, and you don't even need dark skies. If you can see it, you can split it with binoculars or even a small toy telescope. Another fascinating thing about Regulus A, the brightest star in the Regulus system, is that it spins so fast it's not a perfect sphere. It's more like an egg or a pumpkin. In fact, if it spun just 15% faster, it would fly apart. So ring in March by looking east in the evening for a classic springtime constellation. I'm Matt Pelser. Happy sky watching.